Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks, guys. I'm your boy, Big Baby Steve. Guys, I appreciate you guys tuning in and continuing to play the play button and listening to me and all that good stuff and supporting the podcast. I truly appreciate it. If you haven't gone to the Instagram yet, please go to the Instagram. Give me a follow. Check out the content. It's basically just updating everybody when there's a new episode out and everything. Also, I'm on YouTube now. So if you want to go on YouTube and you want to put Philly Talks, and then the latest one I put up was Cam Newton. He got why he feels so disrespected by only not the Carolina Panthers, but the other NFL teams out there as well. So that's one of the latest videos I just put up there. So make sure you go check it out. You know what I'm saying? The channel is Soto Multimedia. But if you just look up Philly Talks and then Cam Newton, why he feels disrespected, my videos will pop up. Make sure you just subscribe to that as well. I appreciate that. But on to the episode, guys. On this episode, it's me and my girlfriend Kat, and we were talking about how quarantine went for us. You know what I'm saying? How different our quarantines were. How she was basically stuck in the house with her family while I was still able to go out and work. And, you know, for me, it didn't really feel like a quarantine. I wasn't really quarantined. So I hope you guys enjoy it. At the end, we did talk about doing another episode of part two. So we're probably going to bring that up as well. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Stay safe. Let's get it. I don't know what I'm going to call this episode, but Kat's back with me, you know, my famous girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? And we're talking about people who are assholes, but then when they realize that what they've been doing is asshole things, they decide like, let me be nice. I don't understand the madness behind it, but... Yeah, I just don't understand the madness behind it, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm going to let Kat tell you what happened, how she dealt with some assholes today, and why they were assholes. Over to you, Kat.
Well, I can't really explain why they were assholes, because, you know, but I can tell you guys what happened. So I'm minding my business, doing what I do, you know, putting things out, and the lady is just like, excuse me, like, with an attitude. And
you're
I'm
at
like,
work, right?
Yeah, I'm at work. And she didn't even know I worked there, because after she started talking for like a good 2 minutes, she said, oh, do you work here? I don't know, you know, I'm wearing a Five Below shirt, but, you know. And then I was like, yeah, I do. What can I help you with? And then she said, where are your cashiers? I said, oh, we don't have cashiers. It's self-checkout. Before I even get to finish to say anything, she's just like, so who's going to ring me up? Because I'm not on payroll and I'm not going to ring myself up. And I'm like, well, it's still checkout. I do have an associate up front who can help you if you have any difficulties. Just let her know. Before I even get to tell myself associate to, like, help her. Because usually when we have difficult customers, we give them, like, extra attention, you know, because they need it. She's just like, oh, well, that's ridiculous. I don't want it. So she doesn't throw her basket, but, like, rolls it towards my way. She doesn't have much in there. So then I don't give her attitude at all. So I just pick it up. And then I was going to go put the stuff away. She's like, and I want your corporate number. She takes off her face mask. I turn around, I'm like, oh, well, while you're in the store, you need to continue to wear your face mask. And I was like, no problem, let me go get your corporate number. Polite the entire time. I don't really sweat it. Never let them, you know, show that I'm upset. So I go to the office, grab the corporate number, come back. She still sees that I'm still not upset. I'm still nice the entire time. She's just like, and I want their email too. Oh, okay, no problem. Give me 1 second. Go back to the office, give her corporate's email. And then for some reason, I don't know what clicked at her before I even gave her the sticky note, that then she starts being nice. And I'm like, what? And then she's just like, oh, well, I understand that it's not you guys' fault that you have self-checkout. Could you, like, did you put this stuff away? Because I think I want to look for some more. I think I'm going to ring out, whatever. And I'm just like, oh, I already put this stuff away. I really didn't. I just want to make it more difficult for her. So she goes running around looking for it. My one associate, co-worker, Eliciano, you know, shout outs to you. She's like, Kat, like, usually I'm the really, really nice one, and I try to get rid of them, but she was being so difficult for no reason. I tried to let her sweat it a little bit. She's like, Kat, stop being, like, where's the stuff? She's not going to find it because I still had it behind the registers. So I was just like, well, here you go. And then she's laughing because she's just like, I don't know what's wrong with this lady. Doesn't me either, but I don't really have time for it today. So she's like, oh, here you go, ma'am. And she's like, oh, thank you. You're so nice. And shows like the girl, oh, like, she, you have pretty hair and just the compliments and the this, that, the third, and the store's so clean. And then towards the end, and then I had my associate who was standing there in the beginning, Dolly. She's standing next to her in case she needs any help, but she's scanning it perfectly fine. She can do it all, but like, no mistake, no nothing. Like, she knew how to do self-checkout, so that's what I didn't understand at the second part. So then she's like, oh, well, here you go. I don't need this sticky anymore. Thank you. What's your name? And I didn't even give her my name either. Mm-hmm. I pretend like I didn't hear it, so then I just kept walking. So then she's asked again to Dolly. She's like, oh, what's her name? She's like, oh, like, that's my manager, Kat. And then she's like, oh, she's so nice. I can see why she's a manager. And then she leaves. Can anybody explain to me why we had the encounter in the first place? Can you tell me, babe?
I don't know. My thing is, I can't be one of those people who's an asshole, and that after realizing that I've been an asshole, I can't just then start giving you compliments mm-hmm. off the wazoo, because I'll be too embarrassed.
Exactly.
I'll be like for the people, I don't know how people really do it. I don't know how they summon the courage to be as much as difficult as they can possibly be with you, and then give you attitude, give you all this hard work, and then at the end be like, oh, you have really nice hair. Oh, you're really pretty. Oh, you're really great at managing. And like, what? Like, how does that, like, why did you, like, do you think that I'm just going to forget the first 5 minutes, 10 minutes encounter we just had before all this? Like, why didn't you come to me with that same attitude in the beginning? You know what I'm saying? Like, with the same compliments, all this, just added your questions in between. You would have got a way better result if that.
Like, okay, but not even. Well, my question is to everybody over here: is what was the like? If she knew how to do self checkout, like in the beginning, I thought it was because she's never done it. Usually, like older people like get upset. She wasn't even that older. Like she was probably like 40s. That was really dumb. but like. I thought like the whole dilemma for her was because she didn't know how to do it and she's a little embarrassed. I usually get that, like, the elderly, like, they would admit too. They're like, oh, like, I get really frustrated with these because you please help me. And with no problem, all my associates, and I've trained them too, like, they help them. I help them as well. But if they're difficult, I always have them, like, to call me because they don't have to really endure that. Like, that's why I get paid more, is to have to, like, let people, like, vent or, like get their frustrations towards me, not my sales associate, because they have nothing to do with that. But she, from the beginning, as y'all heard, like, difficult for no reason, and she already knew how to do it. So I never understood what the whole purpose was. Like, give me Corpus number, da da da. I was polite the entire time. I never even got mad at her, nothing.
Just, my thing is, how you ask for Corpus number, and then at the end be like, oh, I actually don't need it, thanks.
What I think is, I think she wanted me to sweat it. Like, I think she wanted me to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I think she wanted me to be super apologetic. And like give her the world, like kiss her feet or something. And I wasn't, like, I was just compliant the entire time and answering her questions. That she realized, oh, okay, like, she, you know, she's really not gonna do nothing. Like, she's gonna let me walk out of here without buying anything. And she did. Right. She left the store and came back inside.
That's my thing. It's like, not only do you realize you've been an asshole, but now you realize, like, your game plan to make somebody sweat didn't even work. Like, you didn't, like, it didn't phase you whatsoever. So it's just like, bro, you can go sit down. You know what I'm saying? Just leave. At that point, you might as well go to another store and go buy something else somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's going to cost you more, because it's too embarrassing at this point. You know what I'm saying? Especially with self-checkout, I feel like a lot of places have self-checkout now.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, supermarkets, mm-hmm. Target, Walmart, everywhere. Like, it's not like you...
ShopRite, like, and all that good stuff.
There's like... You cannot tell me that you haven't been nowhere in Philly or anywhere that there's no self-checkout. There's, like, the reason why there's not self-checkout in, like, at least in DR, is it just because of, like, how, like, there's barely any internet. But, like, let alone there was internet, like, connection, DR would have self-checkout too, like.
Facts. well, since we're on the podcast, we might as well, because we were going to talk about how different quarantine was for each other. So yeah, I might
that in there.
Yeah, so I might as well. We might as well start off with you. I was going to do it with Sam first, but
hi, I'm better at Sam. He picked me first.
Tell me how your quarantine was, how it went. How long did it last? How long were you quarantined for? And how was it?
Oh, it was torture. Quarantined for 3 months.
Jesus Christ. That's so bad.
It was only bad because I live with 8 people, a total of 8 of us. So different personalities, there's a lot going on. Obviously space is not like, we don't live in a mansion. It's just technically supposed to just be one level of bedrooms, but we've made like the basement into another room. So if we didn't even build that, let's
Jesus.
Exactly. All of us, out of the 8, 2 were COVID free. Thank God. And then other than my mom having like breathing problems, all of us like were lucky enough that we only had like flu type symptoms. I only had mine, like only had one day with fever, and that was it.
And you sweated yours out.
Yeah, I was like literally like drenched in sweat, woke up and then perfectly fine. Like didn't have a fever, didn't have no cough, nothing ever happened. Which I was really lucky and blessed.
And which proves like, if you like, every like COVID really, I feel like those stories like that, like, because we hear all the stories of people who died from COVID because it's supposed to be this super bug or something.
Yeah.
But in reality, I feel like if you have a good immune system, you should be able to battle it off like you did. Like, your immune system is so good that you only had it for 24 hours.
Yeah.
If that. You know what I'm saying? After, before you sweated it out, all of it. So now my thing is, like, for the ones who, you know, unfortunately have passed away, I don't know if all of them were COVID, to be quite honest. You know what I mean? I think, working at the hospital, I realized, like, sometimes they'll say that it's COVID, but, like, a good portion of the deaths, like, were not really COVID, I don't believe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because for those 3 months, no one died of heart attacks, strokes, or heart failure, lung failure, kidney failure, liver failure, nothing like that. It was, oh, they died because of COVID. And most of them were not even tested for COVID. They were like, oh, he died, so we're going to put down that he died from COVID. You know, and unfortunately, because the hospitals were not making any money, I believe for every COVID patient that they said they died, their insurance policy, the person's insurance policy, would pay out between $13,000 to $15,000 towards the hospital. So if I'm a hospital that isn't making money because my emergency room is now locked down because I'm asking, because basically the FDA and all of them have access to, if no one comes in, if anybody comes in with a fever or a cough or anything, we have the time to go quarantine. But if you had like a broken arm or something like that, you would be able to come in. But not so many people are having broken arms or broken limbs or anything like that. That most of the time, people, when they do go to the emergency room, it's for like a cough or a sneeze or because they have like a fever symptom rather than going to the doctor. So now you got to push those people away, so their insurance isn't paying at all because you didn't see them at all. So now how do you make money during this pandemic? Well, you just say that everyone that came through that died has COVID, and that's $13,000 minimum in the bank account of the hospitals. You know what I'm saying? So I think, and then also, like, since, like, because it was you, your parents, your sister?
My sisters.
Sisters.
And my uncle.
And your uncle. But how many of them got it? It was you,
it
your
was,
parents?
It was 6 of us.
6 that got it. And six out of 6 didn't die. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And your parents are about on the older side.
Yeah, they're 50.
Yeah. And you and your sister are...
So they're those low. Two. So it's me. My parents are 50. Me and Jasmine, we're in our 20s. And then Melanie is 19. And then the youngest one is 16.
Yeah.
I got it. So that's the ranging from 16 to right. 50.
So 6 out of 6, no one dies. So it lets everybody know that you really have to boost your immune system up heavy. Because if you have a really low immune system, it can be very fatal.
Mm-hmm.
To your, and that's anything. That's just not COVID. That's the flu as well. That's chicken pox. That's any illness. That if you're not taking care of your body to the point where your immune system is at par where it's supposed to be at, something's bad's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So.
Which is funny because, like, and the only reason why my mom had to go to the hospital was because, like, not even COVID related, she already had breathing problems as it was before it. So, like, if you took that, eliminated that problem, she wouldn't have to go on. So she would have been like us
right.
at home because she already had a sleep machine. So, right. only because of the prior problem she had, that's why she had to go. Because she needed extra help and the extra oxygen. So,
yeah, I really did not leave that house. That's the crazy part.
Yeah. Because you already know, COVID almost cost us our relationship.
Facts.
No, I'm laughing, but that's so true.
It was funny because you were telling me during the whole pandemic and whatever, it was like you were telling me how a lot of relationships were being broken up.
Yeah.
During COVID, where they were like, hey, let's just take a break,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll just come back.
After we come see each other.
Yeah, after the COVID stay-at-home situation comes awry.
Because COVID caused a lot of people to, like, who aren't long distance, kind of forced them to be long distance. And for some people, it's not it.
Facts.
Because you and me went from, like, it's not like we saw each other every day, but it's just like we...
Whenever we could see each other, we did see each other. Now, during this COVID thing...
We literally relied on FaceTime every single day.
Facts. Which was really weird, because, like, damn, you only literally, like, 10... 15 minutes at the most away.
Yeah.
And I can't even see you. Like, it was really bad.
And then even, our methods of seeing each other, like, I would, like, make you dinner or, like, make you a snack and, like, having to leave it at the door or, like, on my, like, the step and then, like, watch you pull up, like, run back upstairs because I knew you would pull off. I had to book it back upstairs to the balcony to watch you pick it up because you used to, like, to just pick it up and not see me. Not in the mean way, but, like, because it would make it harder for you to leave. So... I had to run, and then I'd be like, "Hey,
catch a glimpse of me."
Yeah, that one time I scared you. You was like, "How the hell did you get up there so fast?"
Oh my! And I think the FaceTime. I think we for not being in a long distance relationship, we had dates, basically.
Yeah.
We made our own dates, even though we couldn't go on dates. We made our own dates on FaceTime, so we would pick a movie and we would watch it
every other night. So I would pick one and then he would pick one.
Yeah. And
we'll bring snacks to the room.
Yeah, we'll bring our own little snacks to our own little party. And I think that's how it kind of, how it survived, at least. Because it just was not it. I was
but it was also our personalities, because at times where I was kind of getting frustrated but really didn't understand why I was, you would suppress kind of how you were feeling, so then I couldn't kind of be upset or whatever. Like, I don't know what to call it. So like when I was in the mood, you're like, okay, I'm gonna suck it up even though I kind of miss her. I'm gonna just like take him for the team, and then vice versa. When you were getting frustrated and I could feel it, then I would take him for the team and be like, oh, like hey, like kind of like
right.
butter you up, but make you feel like we're like it's almost done, like we're almost there.
Right.
So because if it was like if you would have called it quits and I would have called it quits, then it would have fucked it up.
Facts.
And then we would have just got frustrated.
And I think the most part that got me the most frustrated was because of our differences during the quarantine. So, like, you were speaking about how you were stuck in the house with your family of 7 other people. Me, on the other hand, I was not in quarantine whatsoever. I worked at the hospital, so I was known as, like, an essential, you know, quote-unquote. So, it's just like, oh, I get to still go to work. So, I was living my life as normal as possible can be. Like, I was driving to work. The best part was there was nobody on the road.
That was your
at
favorite.
All. Like, that was my favorite. Like,
you got to work in 15 minutes.
Yeah. It would take me literally 15 to 30 minutes. Mostly 30 minutes. I would just cut it down to 30. But before, it would take me almost an hour just to get to work.
And you always honk. Because we would face it. You always honking at people. Like, why are you being so stupid?
Facts.
You were like, babe, there's no one around.
I remember just shooting down, and like, I remember being like, this is one of the best things ever because no one's on the road. Like, no one's acting like an idiot. No, like, everybody who's on the road needs to be on the road. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't until after the COVID. I mean, not after the COVID. We're still going through it. But after quarantine finished for most people and people got back on the road, I was like, oh, this is ass. My car got hit twice within 7 days.
Oh, my God.
7 motherfucking days. One Wednesday to another Wednesday.
Oh, my
God. Literally, it made no sense.
It didn't. But...
And I was wondering why in the world. Like, I remember talking to my insurance agent going, this whole COVID thing fucked everybody up because now everybody's been inside for 3 months, not driving. So now that everybody's like, oh, we can go outside now. Everyone forgot how to drive. They was already a bad driver, reckless driver before. Now they just even worse. Now they're not even paying attention. So
it was hard too. Like, it was hard with like a couple of things, like not seeing you or like in general people. It got kind of gets to you. Of course, you know, you want to be with your family. But like seeing the same faces for three months straight, it kind of gets to you. It got to all of us.
At least
personally, me, I don't know if anybody can relate. If you can, you know, hit him up on his, is it Instagram?
Instagram.
Yeah. His Instagram, Philly Talks. For me, I low key was getting depressed because I'm such a workaholic that being home for 3 months, I don't understand how people do it, how people rely on unemployment. It was literally killing me to not be able to do anything, like volunteer work, like just sit like in home, like they were just killing me.
Facts.
And
you wasn't even getting your unemployment checks or anything,
no,
right?
No, I didn't get it literally until the social distancing was over. That's when I finally got my money.
That's including your stimulus and the unemployment. So you were at home still having to pay bills.
Yeah.
With no income coming in.
Yeah, paying bills, savings. Helping with like buying groceries and cleaning supplies. I was stressing.
I remember you. I was like, oh, Jesus.
That I was stressing so much that you were so sweet. You were like, you want me to buy you like face stuff, like.
I let you go on a shopping spree.
It was so sweet.
And it wasn't like since we were in quarantine, it wasn't like a shopping spree. It was like an online shopping spree. I was like, just get whatever you want. Just let me know.
And I don't like, not saying like, it's nothing against you, but I've just been so independent for so long that it killed me a little bit that you wanted to do that, like have, like pay for it. Even though it wasn't even a lot, it was just like I didn't like the feeling, basically. Mm. So it was like weird. That was weird. And then just staying home, no work, just my family. But the plus of it, because not all of it was negative, I actually did like it for a little bit, getting to actually see my family, because since I'm always working, my mom works overnight and then my dad works in the morning, so that by the time I get home, my mom's already going to work and my dad's in bed, so then I don't see them. And then my little sister is by occasion will be high and buys, so it was like nice to actually like spend time with them, catch up on stuff that we should have normally, you know, see each other. It made me like review on like how like work treats me too. Like I really give them my all. And then during quarantine, I did tell him like, hey, like I'm not gonna do this and this. And so far, all the promises that I've said that I was gonna keep during quarantine, like leaving it, I've still done. Like I don't go in on my days off. I leave as soon as I can. Like I don't stay extra unless it's like, you know, 30 minutes before I stay, like,
necessary.
Yeah, if it's necessary. I don't answer the phone when they call me. Like, I don't answer like someone's dying, because I always pick up, like, regardless of what I'm doing.
Right. And that's why I remember when we first went out, that was the biggest thing for you, was answering the phone every night because somebody was hitting you up.
Yeah, like, babe, I gotta go. Babe, I gotta go. Like, or like when we were in person. And I know, like, you never said it, but like, I could tell in your face, like we're talking, I'm like, oh, wait, and I'll have to walk off. You were so, like, you're super sweet and, like, understanding, but it's just, like...
And back in my head, I was like, oh, hell no. Like, who the hell is calling her at 10 o'clock at night? Like, what
the literally, fuck? They called me, and you were like, who was that?
Right,
I'm like, oh, Chris, like, or, like, whatever, like, somebody.
Oh, man. So, yeah, so my quarantine... Like, I had no quarantine. Like, I really, like...
You didn't.
And I think that's what made it frustrating for at least my part, was just like, damn, I'm still working, I'm still getting paid, I'm still able to go out. Because I was not, like, working at a hospital and wearing the face mask and all that and going out, the moment I left the hospital, I was not wearing a face mask. I was just like, I should be able to beat this if I get it. And so far, not once did I get it.
Luckily, thank God.
Facts. Because I've been, like, in those 3 months, there was a lot of, like, I think at the hospital, we set one floor up where, on, like, literally one side had, like, 36 rooms on one side. And they were all filled with COVID patients. And all the COVID patients had to go in through there. So they couldn't put them in any other floor except those, one of those 36 rooms. Which is bananas, because, you know, when you're trying to quarantine as many people as you can to help them out, a lot of them had to stay, like, in the emergency room or something, or they had to get sent home and quarantine. So, in my head, the reason I was getting frustrated was like, damn, I'm doing everything normal. Nothing's really changed for me, like, at all. Like, nothing.
Except not seeing me.
Except not seeing you, and I'm just like, damn, like, this is some bullshit. Bullshit. But we got through it.
Yeah.
We definitely got through it. And like you said, you were able to reflect on some stuff where you were like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let this go. I'm not going to let this go. You know? And you realize, like, look, like, I got to be treated. And I think, and that's what I'm hoping to find out from everybody who I'm going to talk to about, like, their whole COVID quarantine. Like, what self-reflections happened to them? You know what I'm saying? Because my other thing was, I was telling a lot of people on the podcast when the first COVID thing happened. I was like, look, guys, I hope this is an eye opener for everybody. Because my thing is like, you everyone should have like a nice little side hustle or side business that's theirs. You know what I'm saying? That they're creating themselves. You know what I mean? That way, in case something like this does happen, you don't have to wait for a boss to be like, well, oh, hey, like, we can't pay you, so deuces, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll call you when we call you type situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think everybody should have their own side business where they're, like, if you put 8 hours into a job, there should be no reason why you don't put at least 3 or 4 hours into your own business. And I'm not saying it has to be a big, huge business, but it has at least put the time in to study your... what you're trying to do, and then every day just add something in to help build it up more and more and more. You know what I'm saying? Especially now in this day and age, there's no reason why nobody's having a side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, you should have at least 2 to 3 side hustles that literally pay you while you're at work or you're sitting at home. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or even if it's not something that pays you, you should be doing something that you enjoy. At least you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what happened with you as well, because you started painting a lot and drawing.
When I tell you the amount of artwork and baking I did.
Oh yeah, you picked up baking as well. Then,
oh my god, baking, cooking. Because listen, guys, I am not a cook. I still am not a cook. I do not enjoy cooking. But quarantine asked me for a homemade prep. Are you gonna go? The fuck? Sorry.
I told you, look, nobody knows. I'm telling you, people forget what they're supposed to be doing on the road.
But I know how to make mini pretzels by scratch, cinnamon pretzels by scratch, and the icing, oatmeal cookies, chocolate chip cookies. What else did I make? I made biscuits. The only thing you didn't allow me was to make my own bread, and because I already eat a lot of bread, so if I knew how to make my own,
it's over.
Mind you, how did I lose weight eating? I don't know. But yeah, I did a lot in the painting too, because I do enjoy painting, and painting for me is more of like a stress reliever ever since I was like little, like art in general. So you already know, COVID had me
drawing like crazy,
had me feeling like Picasso.
Out there putting artwork. But yeah, so that's how different our scenarios went.
Yeah.
The only 2 things that I missed was seeing you.
Aww.
And the gym. I was just like, no, hell to the no.
And that's what was crazy for me. I actually started to enjoy the gym, boom, we're like out.
Facts. Well, yeah, because we were going to the gym as
like
well.
As like a routine. Like before, it was like here and there. Oh, baby, you want to come with me? And then, and also because remember, I was like, oh no, I have work. And then like the days I had off, I would like cancel with you because then I would take a shift, whatever. And then right when it was just like we were getting a routine, like we were doing it. I forget. There's like a certain day we were doing, still doing the gym. And yeah.
It was mostly nighttime, at least twice a week, mm-hmm. trying to get to 3 days. And I think we started doing it, I think we started doing like almost 3 days at a consistent level.
Yeah.
And then bang, COVID.
Facts.
I remember the day before COVID even started. It's because I remember I called out of work just to hang out with you to surprise you. Thank God I did, because if you didn't, oh.
Because you did that because we didn't see each other for 2 weeks straight.
Facts.
And then you surprised me, and then no, I came over to your house just, and you were like, oh, could you? I was like, can I at least come over like so I could have breakfast with you? And you were like, sure. And then I come, and then I see you're not getting ready, and then I'm like, babe, like you gotta get ready. And then
I was like, well, actually, and then I'll let you know that I did that.
I swore it was a joke. Although this isn't a funny joke.
And the best part was,
I just realized I passed your house.
Yeah. That's how into the conversation.
Oh my god.
You're in right now.
Jeez. And you weren't gonna say nothing.
I thought you were gonna spin back around. You can spin back around. You can go up here and do all of your stuff.
It's okay. You're the worst.
But yeah, so thank God I did that, because if not that, we literally
go this way.
Yeah, you can go that way. And then because I did call over, we were able to see each other, so it was really good. Because literally that same day I surprised you with hanging out that whole day together, you literally called me once you got to the crib and were like, oh, hey, babe, like the house is going down on lockdown. Like nobody in, nobody out.
And even when we were on our date, that's when my boss called me and said there was no work, further notice. But I was going to get paid. Mm-hmm. And like, I was like, babe, I'm off of work.
I don't got to go in no more. Mm-hmm. Which in my head was like, oh, wow, that's really great. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really awesome. You get to get paid and not go to work. Boom. And then...
Yeah.
You texted me and said, babe, we got to talk.
And I said, you were like, I didn't do it.
I said, yeah, that's my first react. I didn't do it. Not me. I didn't do it. But you're like... And I knew it was something. It had to be something. And you were like, we just had a house meeting. We going on lockdown. I said, damn. I said, well, thank God I was able to see you. But I was never going to guess it was going to be 3 months long.
Oh, me either.
Until, like, we were able to, like, actually see and like, actually hang out. But it was. But we made it. We can say we're one of the few couples that made it through the COVID pandemic.
Facts, because RIP to all those
relationships. Facts. Because I know a lot of those relationships, they were like, oh, yeah, we'll just hang out after this whole thing's over. A lot of the guys and a lot of the females are texting their partners going like, oh, well, when can we link up? And they're like, nah, sorry.
There's either people, hella pregnancies, guys.
Facts.
And breakups and...
Facts. Like, can you imagine being a dude and you take a break with your girlfriend and then you come back and then she's like, oh, I'm pregnant. Like, bruh, I haven't seen you in 3 months. What you mean you're pregnant? Like, that's a lot. Or if you're a female and you did the same situation and the guy tells you he got somebody else pregnant, bro, like this ruined a lot of relationships.
The next one should be only because I had to drop you off, but a topic of like how a lot of people like kept hitting me up about, oh, like, do you trust him? Because like I was in lockdown, you weren't, so they were kind of like questioning my trust for you, like oh, like he gets to go every, like that should be our next one, or doesn't have to be, you know,
but
saying like, oh, like, do you trust him? Like, he gets to go out, and you, like, because you were out and about, like, in your normal self, and I was home, and I was just like.
All right, find out on the next episode if she trusted me or not. This should be good. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. Truly appreciate it. Stay safe.